COVID cases are down, so why are Bloomington Normal's hospitals so crowded? Well, people put things off, and then winter.
With the cold weather and slippery surfaces, there was a lot of people falling and breaking things.
That's OSF St. Joseph Chief Medical Officer Paul Peterson. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, March 8th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how Bloomington Normal hospitals are faring 1 year into the pandemic. Eric Stock reports bed capacity is still limited, even as the number of COVID cases has dropped.
Bloomington Normal hospitals have seen a drop in COVID patients recently, but other patients have taken their place. The chief nursing officer at Carl Broman and Carl Eureka Hospitals, Lori Round, says the pandemic prompted many people, especially older adults, to delay care for serious health concerns, including diabetes and heart disease, to try to avoid catching COVID.
And when you stop seeing your physician because you're frightened to come in towards the hospital, those things tend to not go away, right? They're always there, and there's things that need to be managed, and they're not being managed well. Thus, they get sicker quicker.
Round says Carl hospitals are also treating more patients for elective surgeries. She says their hospital stays tend to be shorter, so bed capacity is more manageable. OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington had converted a transitional care unit to treat a surge in COVID patients, but took it down last week as COVID cases have fallen. Chief Medical Officer Paul Peterson says flu cases are down this year, too, and that has helped.
Partly due to the immunization processes that a lot of people underwent in the fall, and partly due to the masking and physical distancing that people are doing, and who knew that washing hands would help, too.
But Peterson says OSF has had to treat a surge in patients who suffered injuries related to winter weather or just aren't able to get out of the cold.
With the cold weather and slippery surfaces, there was a lot of people falling and breaking things. Fortunately, that happens, and we see them coming into our emergency departments.
According to the latest data from the McLean County Health Department, 94% of Bloomington Normal Hospital beds have someone in them, and nearly 3/4 of intensive care beds are full. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Meanwhile, Illinois' Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth supported the coronavirus relief package that passed over the weekend. It goes back to the House now. It includes $275 million in vaccine distribution money for Illinois and extends federal unemployment programs through September 6th, among many other provisions. Find more on that story at WGLT.org. The three candidates for Bloomington mayor agree that the economic recovery from the pandemic will demand a lot of attention if they're elected. They have different views, though, of what the city government's role should be in accelerating that recovery. Jackie Gunderson is running among a slate of progressive candidates in the People First Coalition. The ISU procurement manager ran unsuccessfully for McLean County Board in 2020 as a Democrat. Gunderson praises the city's direct relief program for residents and businesses, but she says making sure Bloomington's needs are met may require tapping into the city's reserves.
The city of Bloomington does have reserves that are for a rainy day, and I would consider a global pandemic that's been going on for an entire year almost to be a rainy day, right? And so the reallocation of some of those funds to make sure that the people that we're most concerned about are not falling through the cracks. Also think, you know, economic recovery is important and making sure that businesses stay afloat. Obviously, the safety and health of my neighbors is more important to me than that, but I think there's a way to prioritize both.
Gunderson says the issue requires nimble collaboration.
I do have the ability to listen, and I have the ability to make sure that the people whose voices should be heard and should have a seat at the table are involved. And I think it's a complex issue, and that requires collaboration. It requires people to be able to say, this is what you're not seeing, right? Because I don't know everything, and the city council doesn't know everything. And so making sure that we give space to say, these are the things that we might have missed.
Mboka Milamwe is the only mayoral candidate with previous elected experience. He served in the city council for 10 years, representing Ward 3 on the city's east side. He works at ISU on anti-harassment and non-discrimination issues. Milamwe also points to the city's existing COVID aid programs as successful, including direct aid to residents and small businesses. He says long-term recovery will require economic growth and luring new businesses to Bloomington, something he trusts in the hands of the city's economic development staff and partner agencies. And he says the work-from-home revolution that was accelerated by COVID presents a new challenge for the city, in which the economy relies on so many white-collar, cubicle-culture jobs.
We do need to come together as a community and to really have serious conversations to try to figure out what exactly does that mean for us. You know, one of the things that I'd like for us to focus on, and I've had conversations, you know, with folks who work in economic development, is to really look at, you know, what types of businesses, you know, can we attract to Bloomington that require a physical presence.
He says the candy maker Ferrero's recently announced expansion in Bloomington is a good example of that. Ferrero will take advantage of tax incentives through a local enterprise zone to build the $75 million expansion. The third candidate in the race is Mike Straza, an entrepreneur and business consultant who is now operations manager at a Bloomington church. He's been endorsed by the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Political Action Committee. He says the recovery could take 2 to 4 years, especially in the decimated service sector. He says restarting the service sector is essential to getting the economy back on track. Straza says Bloomington has long been protected from economic roller coasters by its largest employers, like State Farm, Country Financial, and ISU.
Over the years, Bloomington's enjoyed an economic bubble that has been in danger of bursting, especially since COVID.
He says that makes it a good time to not be complacent. The city should play a role in finding and developing more skilled labor, he says. Should also take a special interest in redeveloping underutilized properties, such as the half-empty Eastland Mall.
And being wise about what we're doing, because people get concerned about, oh, what does that mean? You're going to spend more money. It's like, no, we're going to spend it in the way it needs to be and not put a burden onto the taxpayers, but there is going to be some growth needed to get us out of this.
The election is April 6th, and early voting in Bloomington starts on March 12th. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is a streets resurfacing plan and a look at next year's proposed city budget. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.